What shines between ineffable being and imperfect humanity, between automotive and housewares, a distant brilliant nimbus, an ordinary morning, a rainbow from the mud of the sacred place, the gray faces of afternoon game show hosts distorted by used TVs forever on the fritz, the feeling of agitation at being confined to the nubby couch for some infraction? There is the longing to stand alone, forever alone now, at the boundary between automotive and housewares, and know for certain that souls who were mortal together continue together forever. Like schoolchildren, the dead wait anxious in the dark behind closed doors, sweating and restless and longing for recess. Even in the hot Clorox-smelling darkness of St. John of God's first-floor hallway, thick with restless children, I knew you were there. I could smell your sweated-up blouse and green plaid wool jumper, your thick black hair. There is the longing to see you break rank and hit Lori Kulikowski again with your big cloth umbrella and yell, "Stop making fun of my sister!" To sit next to you again on the nubby couch on an anxious, uncertain Saturday and watch the Jackson 5 Super 8 home movie on Soul Train, narrated by their father, and then scotch tape a poster of Michael surrounded by cupids and kisses over the painting of blue windmills in the parlor. We loved him because he played badminton with a blonde girl instead of eating with celebrities from the fruit trees in the bower.